It's a sunny autumn afternoon in northern Rockingham County, and Jan Direct and Jim Buckingham from Maryland are in the Old Hill Cider Tasting Room at Showalter's Orchard outside of Timberville.
That is completely different. A little more apple-y immediately.
Almost smoky.
They were directed to Showalter's by the Harrisonburg Visitor Center. Next spring, the center will have an additional resource for locating the area's cultural treasures, including this family farm. A new Artisan Trail Network map for the newly named Harrisonburg-Rockingham Artisan Trail. Showalter's Orchard co-owner Sarah Showalter explains the presence of hard cider artisanry on the trail, which bears the tagline, "The Cultural Crossroads of the Shenandoah Valley."
Usually when people think about art, they think about the artist expressing themselves, usually from really traditional things like paint or sculpture or music. But cider, it's nice for us to be able to let people know what our hard ciders are like, because they are pieces of art or they are artisanal. Some of the mass-produced ciders that you find in the grocery store are not so much art. They're more like a chemical composition and taste the same all the time. And when something is the same all the time, that doesn't feel very much like art.
Although registration in the program will be ongoing, artisans wanting to be included in the trail's printed launch brochure map must enroll by mid-March.
When you have as much diversity and culture and, I mean, languages spoken here, university here, you really are a cultural crossroad, and you're smack in the Shenandoah Valley. So it's just a perfect fit to have all that wrapped together.
Sherry Smith is the executive director for the Artisan Center of Virginia. She spends her days traveling and working in communities all across the state to establish artisan trail networks now in various stages of development and operation. These trail networks put regional artisans of all sorts, dining, hospitality, arts, agricultural, on a map and on a website so that anyone who wants to can experience the culture and creativity of that region. The Harrisonburg-Rockingham Artisan Trail website is already up and running. The actual maps should be ready by next summer. And on that map, just north of Harrisonburg on Route 42, sits another trail site, Bridgeworks Glass Studio and Warehouse. Co-owner Rebecca Bridge and Bridgeworks manager Key Schimmel stand near their kiln as it cycles back down past 950 degrees.
Pebbly, cobblestone.
But that's just what tempered glass does.
Right.
Most glasses like
This
has a real organic edge, whereas this has a nice rounded...
It wants to be a quarter inch.
It does.
Okay, that's as technical as we can get.
An old window frame with a stained glass hot air balloon scene awaits further work on one table. In another part of the shop are racks of colorful sheets of glass. Bridge and Schimmel both say that for them, the artisan trail is an exciting opportunity.
We are not downtown. So we're not readily visible.
We're a destination.
we are a destination. But we have other destinations close to us who say, hey, while you're here, you might want to check out down there.
Farther south in Dayton, Mama's Caboose owner Diane Roll fries the day's last available crab cake. Her food truck, which she has operated since 2011, is parked outside.
Thank you, dear. Can't wait to try it.
Today, she is in her tiny deli, where regulars Carl and Sandy Martin eat with their daughter Maggie every week.
And the food is fantastic. Out of sight.
Mama's Caboose is one of nearly 40 destinations already enrolled with the Harrisonburg-Rockingham Artisan Trail. Artisan Center's Sherry Smith says that Virginia's artisan trail networks build community and that the center is debt-free thanks to a diverse budget that relies on public funds, but also sponsorships, community and private donations, and membership fees. The trail, Smith says, tells the true fabric of the community and just may assist with finding that perfect piece of pie baked with apples from Showalter's Orchard. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.